late Tim Keller once said, just because you can't see or imagine a good reason why God would allow something bad to happen, doesn't mean there can't be one. Hi, I'm Rob West. When something bad happens to your finances, it's tempting to wonder if God really knows what he's doing. Well, he does. Today, we'll find God's comfort in the midst of financial trials. And then we'll take your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. 1 Peter 5:7 reminds us of God's love for us in the midst of life's troubles. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. It's a reassuring verse, but you must know the context to understand God's comfort fully. The Apostle Peter wrote his letters to Christians scattered throughout Asia Minor. Many of them were being persecuted, discriminated against, and even murdered because of their faith in Jesus. In these hardships, Peter told his readers to humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Life is not always easy. Certainly wasn't for first century Christians and may not be for you right now. But Peter's words contain the secret of God's comfort. It begins with humility. You can probably think of a time when you were going along just fine, and out of the blue, something awful happened, like the death of a loved one, a business failure, a car accident, or even a job loss. These tragedies can have severe emotional, physical, and financial consequences. So how do you usually react when bad things happen? Well, maybe you feel anxious and say, that's not how things were supposed to go. Or you might feel angry and discouraged, thinking nothing good can ever come of this. If this sounds like you, you're in good company. Whether you read the book of Psalms and see David praying laments before God, or see Job questioning God during the unfair trials he faced, we have this beautiful truth. God can handle our raw, honest emotions. Like David and Job in these difficult circumstances, we need to continually be reminded that God is mighty, loving, and perfectly capable of running the universe. As worshipers, we're not called to deny our pain, but instead offer it to the only one who can do anything about it. When we bring our grief into God's presence, we gain perspective. It's a perspective that rises above the storm. It's a perspective that sees the Son of Man standing alongside you in the fire. There's another idea in this passage that can help us when we struggle. It's the part that says, God will lift us up in due time. In other words, God is sovereign, and there is always hope. We can trust God's timing, even if it doesn't match our expectations. God is working things out for our good and His glory. You know, sometimes it's not enough just to listen to a radio program. The struggles in your life hit you hard, and you need more. I hope you'll spend some extra time reading God's Word. Pray. Find out what God wants to teach you through your struggles. Spend time with other believers, encouraging each other. Now, the next few verses in 1 Peter 5 explain why these spiritual disciplines are so important. 1 Peter 5:8 reads, "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith." This passage reminds us of the spiritual battle going on all around us. Suffering can make us even more vulnerable to Satan's attacks. He tries to make us believe we can do life without God. But Peter tells us to resist his lies. Bible study, fellowship, and prayer will help you stand firm in the faith. Trust the Lord that He has a good reason for what you're going through right now. Returning to the late Tim Keller, he reminds us that if we knew what God knows, we would ask exactly for what He gives. So, when your finances fall apart, here's how to find real, deep, lasting comfort. Set aside your expectations for how things should be. Humble yourself and confess your pride. Acknowledge God's right to be the Lord in every situation. Rest in the hope that God works all things out for your ultimate good. List the things you're worried about or afraid of in this time of trouble. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. And stand firm in your faith. In Romans 5:3-5, Paul reveals that God uses hardships to make us more like Christ. a very good thing. It reads, "We also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." All right, your calls are next. 800-525-7000. We'll be right back.
Our teens are becoming soul winners with the help of the Truth for Youth Bible.
Hi, I teach in a high school, and I just want to say thank you for the Truth for Youth Bibles. A youth group in our area was passing them out, and one young lady said she wanted to give a Bible to a particular person that she knew would not receive it. Not only did that person receive it, they were thankful for it and promised to read it. It was by the end of that day that person committed their life to Christ.
Over the last 20 years, more than a million Truth for Youth Bibles have been given to youth all over America. And this year, we want to add at least 60,000 to that total. It's available in English and Spanish, and every student between the ages of 13 and 18 can get one free if they promise to give it to a friend at school. Call 844-530-8890. That's 844-530-8890 between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Central, or visit tfy.org anytime.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
God wants you to enjoy your life. The process is very clear. It begins, he says, by taking his Ten Commandments to heart. This week on Pathway to Victory, Dr. Robert Jeffress shows us how putting God's principles into practice will improve every aspect of our lives. Join us for a study of the Ten Commandments called The Ten, starting this week on Pathway to Victory.
Weekday mornings at 6 Central on American Family Radio.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Obviously, a lot to talk about going on in the markets today as a part of a global sell-off. Most of the major U.S. markets opened significantly lower this morning. As I speak right now, the Dow Jones off nearly 2.5%, nearly 1,000 points lower. The S&P 500 off more than 3% at 162 points lower. The NASDAQ is really getting beat up today. Currently off more than 650 points. That's nearly 4% lower. And then we've got the Russell 2000 off about 5%. That's those small and mid-cap stocks. Obviously, the VIX indicator, which is the measure of volatility, is up 83%, just showing the uncertainty and volatility in the markets today. This is on the heels of what we saw taking place in Japan yesterday, with the largest decline there of more than 12%. 10% on their major market average. That's the most since 1987 Black Friday. So a lot going on. We're going to find out more about this at the bottom of the hour. Bob Dahl is going to stop by. Bob is a frequent contributor on Fox Business. He's the CEO of Crossmark Global Investments. He's a Wall Street veteran managing billions and billions of dollars. And he's a Christ follower, so he can look at all of it through the lens of Scripture. We'll look forward to having Bob weigh in on this again at the bottom of the hour and get his take on what's happening, not only here in the U.S., but around the globe today, and help you just kind of process that in terms of your own investment decisions. That's coming up in just a bit. In the meantime, we're taking your calls and questions on anything financial. The number to call today, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's dive in today. We're going to begin in Ohio with Dennis. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a quick question. Me and my wife are 66. We're retired, have a good retirement, good health. We have no debt, own our home, and we came into an inheritance of a little over $100,000. We're looking for somewhere to put that that could be Christian-based, that'd be safe, accessible, within a year's time or something, maybe for the kids if they needed it, but we just don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, it's a great question. Yeah, absolutely. And I love the way you're thinking here. You've got an inheritance. Did I hear you say, or in my notes at least, it says you feel like you're on track for retirement apart from this inheritance? Is that right?
Yeah, we don't need it. Our inheritance is all set. We're good for the future. Our health is covered. We're in a good place, and we just got this much money.
Yeah, that's great.
We've already got a trust set up for the kids.
Perfect.
For the future and all that.
Well done, Dennis. You guys are doing a great job. Obviously, you're well planned, and you've no doubt worked hard and I suspect lived modestly in order to be able to accomplish these things. I also love that you've dealt with the estate planning side of this. You know, this is what I would call a financial finish line where you've defined enough. And you've said, okay, what do we need for the future? And that's your retirement goal. And you've said, we've already achieved that. What do we need to do in terms of our estate plan and our wealth transfer? What mechanical tools need to be put in place? But then also, you need to think about, if you haven't already, just the intentionality around your faith story and the values transfer there to the next generation. With regard to this particular inheritance, I think it's always important to just take a step back and say, okay, if the way we handle God's money is a reflection of what we value and ultimately what's most important to us, then let's ensure that the plan you put in place with regard to this particular additional provision that's come by way of an inheritance, $100,000, is run through that same filter, which just says, what other goals do we have? And perhaps, you know, as you've defined enough and you said we've already either on track to meet it or have met it, you know, there's an opportunity for additional giving. It could be that you want to start to give some of it away to the kids now, either directly as a cash gift or by way of maybe funding a donor advised fund where you and the kids would start to give some of this away together as a part of that idea of values transfer so that you instill and ingrain that in them. Or you may want to say, no, we're not ready to give it to the kids, but we think we might want to down the road. And that's where this investing idea comes in. The only thing I would say there, Dennis, is just make sure that the time horizon on this money matches the investment strategy. And here's what I mean by that. We really only want to invest in stocks and bonds or any other investable assets when we have at least a 5-year time horizon. Now, that doesn't mean, if we have that 5 to 10 year minimum time horizon and something changes, we can't go ahead and pull the money out. No, that's why we look at having something that's liquid, and clearly marketable securities are very liquid. So a mutual fund can be, sold at the end of the market of the trading day and you get the net asset value, and the next day the funds are available to withdraw. With a stock, it's instantaneously. You liquidate it, you can pull it out, once that trade settles a day later. So that's fine. There is liquidity, but you at least want to go into it thinking that the time horizon is, I would say, a minimum of 5 years. And today is a good example for that. So here we are, because we had this anemic jobs report,
and 4.3% unemployment, and the fact that, you know, we are seeing the weakening economy, you know, that's led to a global sell-off that's spilling over into the U.S. The Dow Jones is off 1,000 points today. Well, we're able to weather days like today, or even if this extends for a period of time, let's say we get into a recession, and let's say the market's down 25 or 30% a year from now. Well, that's okay if you're a long-term investor. You go through those periods, and despite, you know, 1929 and 1987 and, you know the great financial crisis and the pandemic, the market has still reached new highs, and we have no reason to believe that won't continue to be the trend long-term, despite some headwinds we have, and we always have them. But you've got to have time on your side in order to be able to weather these storms. And so I guess that would be my only question to you. First, is there anything else you're considering as you run this through your goals in light of your values that might lead you to giving or something else, debt reduction, other than investing? And if not, does the time horizon, at least based on what you know today, match up with a minimum of a 5 to 10 year, time horizon? Give me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think it would. As long as if something emergency come up with the kids or somebody, yes, something like that, we could get it out. But okay. Yeah, that would not be a problem at all.
Okay, great. Yeah, so then we say, okay, what types of investments do we want to use? And that's where we say, okay, it's probably some mix of stocks and bonds based on your age and risk tolerance. You can figure that out. As a rule of thumb, you might take 110 minus your age, and that's the portion you put in stocks. You might put the rest in bonds. Or because you've already, you know, have all of your kind of core retirement funds elsewhere, you may want to be more speculative. Maybe you take this entire 100,000 and put it in a stock fund. Now, I love that you mentioned faith-based investments, and that means you're looking for investments that align with your values, either excluding companies that are misaligned with your values or specifically choosing companies that have a kingdom outcome or are promoting human flourishing. So what I would do is look at the universe of faith-based investing fund families and choose one of those. Let me give you a website where you can download the list of those fund families. Go to faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. That's faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. That's Faith, F-I. You can download that free PDF. It'll give you all those fun families. Thanks for your call. We'll be right back.
Every day, AFA offers biblical insight on issues that others aren't willing to touch in the hopes that you'll become a world changer. That's why we're offering an in-depth worldview training course called Activate. 13 different professors teaching 18 sessions, all available online, including a printed workbook to help you apply what you've learned and one-year access to AFA streaming content to give you even more resources. Find out more about Activate and sign up today at activate.afa.net.
FaithFi is grateful for support from One Ascent. One Ascent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. One Ascent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good, to explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values. More information is available at oneascent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
Join us for the second annual AFA at the Ark.
Myself and Tony Ventagliano, his family and my family and several of the other staff members of AFA.
Tickets include transportation from the hotel to the museums, both tours, and special presentations by Answers in Genesis speakers. AFA has reserved a block of rooms at a discounted price with the Marriott Cincinnati Airport Hotel. To register, go to afa.net/events and join us for AFA at the Ark.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Wildman, Associate Director of the AFA Foundation. We exist to help our supporters to leave a lasting legacy for years to come. We would love to speak with you regarding your situation to help put in place a lifetime income while also giving to the ministry of AFA and AFR. You can reach out to us by phone or email at 1-800-326-4543, extension 345.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Taking your calls and questions, 800-525-7000. Markets are really experiencing a tough day today. We'll talk about it in the next segment with Bob Dahl, investing expert, Christ follower, and our resident expert here on the markets. Bob will tell us what's going on, especially with what led to the largest sell-off since Black Friday in Japan yesterday. Their major index down 12%. Overnight, our own markets following suit, not to the same extent, but the Dow Jones off nearly 1,000 points, the S&P 500 off 3% today, the NASDAQ down nearly 4% as we look out over the market indexes right now, and the Russell 2000 really getting beat up. What's driving all of that? Clearly, there's some element of the news we had last week. We had a really rough jobs report. We saw 4.3% unemployment. Many traders were hoping the Federal Reserve would start lowering interest rates. That didn't happen, even though they did leave the door open for rate cuts as soon as the next meeting. So we'll get Bob's take on what's going on there and whether we might need to tighten our seatbelts as we head into the fall, which is always interesting with regard to the markets, but more on that straight ahead. In the meantime, we're taking your calls and questions today, 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you. You can call right now. Let's go to Jim in Texas. Jim, thanks for calling, sir. Go ahead.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for your Christian insight.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. I'd like to share an experience I had about 15 years ago, and this has to do with long-term health care.
Okay.
About 15 years ago, I was age 60. I purchased a long-term care policy from an acquaintance who was an agent for a reputable insurance company. About 14 years ago, I began to question my decision. I was already advised of decreasing coverage and increasing premiums.
Yeah.
About 13 years ago, I canceled the coverage and forfeited the premiums. The insurance company won, I lost. So today I've got a different idea. What would be the possibility of AFA, Kingdom Advisors, or AMAC, which is Association of Mature American Citizens, MediShare, or Christian Healthcare Ministries, creating some type of a fund that would fund long-term care for seniors? And again, as you well know, MediShare already has a workable model. Why can this not be adapted to a senior long-term health care plan?
Yeah, it's a great thought, Jim. You're obviously a creative guy, and I like that you're thinking outside the box. I also like that you're thinking through a solution that could bring the body of Christ together, and I think it's one worth talking about. As you probably know, we have a longstanding relationship here at Faith and Finance with Christian Healthcare Ministries. They're the oldest and biggest in this space, more than $10 billion with a B shared since they were founded, and it would be interesting to inquire as to whether they've ever considered that. They've got senior share, but that's specifically related for healthcare costs and not what you're talking about with it, which is long-term care. And that's becoming increasingly problematic. just because, to your point, what you've experienced is the same that so many others have, and that is you did the right thing. You knew this was probably your biggest risk in this season of life. You knew that 70% of 65-year-olds and older will need some form of long-term care for some period of time, that it's very costly, and these premiums have just gone up dramatically. And it's in lockstep with the fact that the costs in this space have gone up. I mean, full nursing care can run $10,000 a month, you know, which is really challenging, to say the least. And so, you know, I think you're right here that there needs to be a better option. I mean, there are other solutions, not only adjusting your existing policy, and a lot of folks are doing what you've done and dialing down benefits just to keep the premiums affordable. Others are taking a different approach. They might use life insurance with a long-term care rider, or an annuity with a long-term care rider. Or they might use a health savings account, especially when you can start early and fully fund it each year. And if you're relatively healthy and you can build up a nice nest egg and a tax-free account that's invested and growing, you know, that can be a pool of funds during this season. And then others are using a reverse mortgage where they're saying, listen, I'm sitting on my biggest asset paid up, free and clear, my home. And with the new reverse mortgages today, at least I can get a tax-free income stream and know that, you know, I'll never owe more than my home is worth, and my kids probably don't want it, and I can give them the other assets if I can at least, you know, cover my monthly expenses, including my need for long-term care. So, you know, there are other options, and I can certainly raise that next time we talk to the team at Christian Healthcare Ministries to see if that's on their roadmap, because undoubtedly it's a major problem that God's people need to solve for, and why not do it with a Christian solution?
Yeah, that was my thoughts exactly. And again, I would rather be in an institution that was full of Christians,
yeah,
necessarily than, but, and I personally do have another option. I am a veteran, and the VA has some provision for that, but the times I've experienced it, I don't particularly care to go there unless it's a last resort. So
yes,
certainly
sir.
Looking for other options, and I am still in really good health at 75, but this is coming.
Yes, sir. Well, I certainly understand that, and I'll make a note of it. In fact, I already have, and we'll see if there's anything on the roadmap with Christian Healthcare Ministries. But I appreciate you sharing your story. I know this is an ongoing challenge, and it's one that's not getting any better, unfortunately. And so if we can come up with some solutions by being creative, I'm all for it. Hey, God bless you, Jim. Thanks for being on the program today, and thanks for your kind remarks about our program here. We appreciate it. Well, folks, we're going to take our next break here. When we come back, Bob Dahl's going to stop by. The market, the Dow Jones, at least off 1,100 points right now. The NASDAQ off nearly 700. That's 4% lower. And the Russell 2000 off 4.5. We'll find out why after this. 19. That's how many pairs of shoes the average American has in their closet. 1. That's how many pairs of shoes it takes to share health, education, opportunity, and the love of Christ to a child in need in the world. You can play a part in changing the life of a child today through Buckner Shoes for Orphan Souls. Visit GiveShoesToday.org and find out how you can provide shoes for a child in need. That's GiveShoesToday.org.
Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, a growing national network of pastors committed to the authority of Scripture and preaching the whole counsel of God. We believe biblical obedience is the foundation for revival, and impacting our culture for Christ is our duty. For too long, the pulpits of America have been silent on the important issues such as marriage and family and assault on our liberty. Join us in the battle for truth on Stand in the Gap weekend, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. on American Family Radio, and visit us at AmericanPastorsNetwork.org.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance Program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
Are you looking for a financial professional who aligns with your biblical values? Certified Kingdom Advisors are trusted financial, legal, or accounting professionals who have completed a rigorous certification program to ensure they provide biblically wise financial advice as part of their practice. You can find a local CKA professional in your area by going to faithfi.com and clicking Find a CKA.
Man, we have such a culture war against God's ways. I really wish I could make a more positive impact.
If that's you, you can. AFA President Tim Wildman invites you to join AFA Action Alerts. Sign up to receive two weekly emails with calls to action on foundational family, national, and Christian matters. Prayerfully sign up on the alerts page at afaaction.net. That's the alerts page on afaaction.net.
Paying too much for health insurance? Frustrated by high deductibles and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high costs of healthcare. Take control over your healthcare costs with a program from CHM that could save you up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We'll get back to your phone calls here in just a bit. But first, big sell-off today, not only here in the U.S., but globally. As we speak right now, the Dow Jones is off nearly 1,000 points. The NASDAQ off over 600 points. That's 3.5% lower. The Russell 2000 is really being beat up yet again, off more than 4% today. With us for this segment, Bob Dahl. He's our market expert, our resident market guy. He's chief executive officer at Crossmark Global Investments. He's a regular contributor on CNBC and Fox Business, and he's a Christ follower as well, so he looks at all of this through the lens of Scripture. Bob, great to have you with us.
Happy Monday, I think.
Yes, I guess, right? Bob, what do you make of all this? Why don't we start with what happened with Japan overnight? I mean, looking at that chart is pretty staggering. We see a 12% lower, the worst since Black Friday. Give us an understanding of what happened there.
Yeah, that's back to 1987, of course. So what's been happening is people have been borrowing yen and transferring them into dollars and buying NASDAQ stocks, the Magnificent Seven, for example. And so that pushed the yen up, the yen further down, and these NASDAQ stocks further up. It's called a carry trade. And that's being reversed as we speak, and boy, it is severe. You're right. Worst day in Japan since 1987, the stock market crash. But of course, all this is inside, Rob, a slowdown in the U.S. and the global economy. You and I have talked about a slowdown in various pieces, and on Friday, we got the monthly employment report, and the bottom fell out. And I think a lot of people who, if I can be critical, were being complacent about the world's fine, the economy's okay, the Fed has it under control, are now biting their fingernails, if not pushing the panic button and say, oh my goodness, maybe we're going to have a recession.
Yes.
You know, recession had been basically repealed from the vocabulary of Wall Street, mistakenly, and now it's back with a vengeance. So you get this very quick reaction to a market that was and frankly still remains on the expensive side.
So, Bob, what we're seeing happen in Japan is somewhat isolated, even though it's again against a backdrop of a weakening global economy. This idea of the carry trade, take that one step further. So basically, as the Bank of Japan raises their interest rates, the differential between Japan and the U.S. is not quite as stark, which means you can't borrow the cheap, you know, money from the cheaper currency to buy these assets globally like the tech. Is that right?
Exactly right. And when it's going against you so quickly, you need to reverse your position. And so you take a loss after a lot of months of gain. That's part of what's going on. It's, yeah, it's somewhat isolated, but when these things happen so fast and are so big, they have repercussions and ripple effects everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's like 1987. Portfolio insurance, if you remember, took the U.S. stock market down. And that took the rest of the world's stock markets down. So yeah. These things tend to have a relationship and carry over sorts of reactions.
Bob, stock valuations seem to be resetting right before our eyes. So I guess one of the questions is, to the extent valuations were too rich, some saying as much as 20% too rich, and obviously you'd have to look at particular sectors of the market, but where is the right place for us to be, and do we still have a ways to go to get there?
Well, I'll accept your 20% too rich as a ballpark number. The S&P 500, as we're talking, is down 9% from its high. So it's, if we're 20% overvalued, it's taken 10% away. Does that mean we have to go down 10 more percent? Well, if you're going to look at valuation as the only measure, that's probably close to accurate. But markets never trade at fair value. They're always above or below for all kinds of reasons. But that's a way to look at the risk that's still in the market. Look, we'll get a bounce at some point. And that bounce and the health of it will tell us something about how much damage has been done in the market. And, of course, the Fed will speak and we'll see, do they go 50 instead of 25? Do they go 75? Do they lower interest rates before their next meeting to try to intervene? So there are a lot of variables out there. And when all those uncertainties persist, people tend to sell and ask questions later. And that's exactly what's going on.
Clearly, Bob, we see not only stocks down significantly today, but oil's down, gold's down, Bitcoin's being beaten up badly right now. What does that tell us about what's going on here, that it's not isolated?
Yeah, what it's telling us is people in this increased and very quickly increased uncertainty world are going for safety. Yeah. Let me have cash. Bonds, as you know, in the last few days have done very well. They've gone up, interest rates have come down, because people are going into government bonds as a measure of safety because they don't know where oil's going, they don't know where copper's going, they don't know where Bitcoin is going. So these more, can I say, speculative investment, more cyclical investments, people tend to shy away from them in periods like this. And some of these last just a short amount of time, and then we'll go back to something more realistic. So I would say to people, if you're leveraged in the stock market to the long side, you know, take the money off the table. You shouldn't probably be in leverage in the first place. If you've got money in it for the long term in the stock market, you don't probably not. Today's not the day to sell. Yeah. You might want to look for some stocks that are getting on the cheaper side. Back to your valuation comment earlier.
Bob, what about the Fed here? Some saying the Fed is too late to the party. Others, like Wharton Siegel, economist out today, saying they need to make an emergency rate cut. Where are you at on that?
So I think we have quickly moved from the Fed is fighting inflation and therefore has kept rates at a little over 5% to, oh my goodness, let's not worry about inflation. We got to worry about recession and employment and all those good things. So the Fed telegraphed at their meeting that they're going to go in September. So at a minimum, they will lower rates by 25 basis points in September. With this sell-off and all this concern in the market, it is likely they will go more than 25% cut in September. And increasing likeliness, they might try to get our attention by doing a cut before their next meeting, an intra meeting cut, if you will, which will signal they're fighting this economic weakness. And frankly, a tightening in the system. When you see the assets you mentioned go down, when you see the stock market down the limit, when you see volatility spike to the upside, that means the system is tightening. And a tightening is what the Fed doesn't want, because that leads to recession. So they have to intervene and try to loosen things up a bit. But your first point is the right one. It could be too late. We might, I think for sure, we're going to have a slowdown. And, you know, our view is probably a recession.
Bob, just a minute left. What about tech? I mean, obviously, Apple came in with some good numbers. Some still saying this AI movement is a once in a 40-year kind of cycle that we're experiencing. They're getting beat up bad here. What do you make of all that?
Yeah, you know, what goes up the most tends to come down the most, to be simplistic about it. Technology stocks are the worst performer in the market, down a little more than 4%. We speak today. And look, people are taking profits. Apple's a wonderful company. It was before the sell-off. It was on the way up. It is on the way down. It's a wonderful company, but the stock got expensive. Similar for Microsoft and NVIDIA and Google, and pretty soon I'll name the whole Magnificent Seven.
Very good. But stay the course if you're a long-term investor, right, Bob?
Exactly. Try not to bite your fingernails too much.
All right. God bless you, my friend. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. God bless. Bye.
That's Bob Dahl. You can learn more at crossmarkglobal.com. Back with more of your questions after this.
Fostering and adoption is not a band-aid for infertility.
Nope,
like it
is
a calling, and God can change the desire of your heart and make that so rewarding. It's the most beautiful, selfless thing. It's pure religion, but it's not a fix to I desire biological child. God has to deal with that in your heart separately.
Hannah's Heart, encouraging couples through infertility and miscarriage. Saturdays, 4 a.m. Central on AFR or on the AFR app.
To all of our friends on American Family Radio, this is Michael Brown, thrilled to announce to you that we have a brand new 30-minute daily equipping broadcast that will light a fresh fire in your life and will infuse you with faith and truth and courage to help you stand strong in the Lord. It's coming your way, 12:30 every single night, 5 days a week. Don't miss a single broadcast on the Line of Fire. I believe your life will be changed.
Every day we hear life-changing stories from listeners just like you who see money and possessions as tools to invite more people into God's kingdom. Instead of chasing wealth, you've chosen to embrace God as your source of love and provision. At FaithFi, we're passionate about meeting people where they live and work through our national radio program, app, resources, and website to influence widespread positive change in our culture. Please consider becoming a monthly partner at faithfi.com/give.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly 3 decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Here in our final segment today, we'll get to as many calls as we can. The number, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's go to Georgia. Hi, Trey. How can I help you?
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. What I was calling in reference to, and I came in on the tail end of it the other day, is that I'm paying for my mother's life and death insurance, and she is 96 years old. Would it be feasible to cancel that insurance and get the cash value and take the money from the cash value and go ahead and give a check to the funeral home do the cash value and continue paying on the insurance, or just cut the insurance period? Because at 96 years old, I don't think he's going to grant any more money on it.
Right. Yeah, very good. So is the cash value declining, or are you all continuing to pay premium? What's the status of it?
Continuing to pay premium.
Okay.
And $120 a month.
$120 a month. Okay. And is that level, or is that increasing over, you know, over time?
It's level, because at 96 years old, when she bought it, it probably wouldn't, well, during the time when she bought it, was years and years ago.
Yeah,
she was born in 1928.
Okay. But that premium, they're not raising it on you. It's the same amount every month.
No.
Okay. And what is the death benefit?
Now, that I don't have it in front of me. But I think it's supposed to be up to $10,000.
Okay. And what is the cash value today?
It's like $5,000.
About $5,000. Okay.
Or a little less. Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, I kind of like that. I mean, if she's in relatively good health, you know, you're spending $1,500 a year on premiums. And so, I mean, you've got a couple of options. One is, you know, depending on the current status of her health, it, you know, it could make sense just to go ahead and wait and when the Lord calls her home, collect the $10,000. If she's in relatively good health, despite her age at 96, you know, adding $1,500 a year in premium to that policy probably doesn't make a lot of sense. And so you could take that $5,000 in cash value. You need to understand if there's any taxes due on that. There may not be, just because of how much premium you've paid in. And then you could take that, and to your point, you could at the very least do some pre-planning for funeral expenses. So all of that's done. You could even do a prepayment so that you don't have to think about it at that time. So I could probably go one direction or the other. I think it would involve, as a next step, you looking at what is the death benefit. And, you know, just obviously you have no idea when the Lord's going to call her home. But I think if she's in relatively good health and the difference is $5,000 cash value, $10,000 death benefit, it probably makes sense just to go ahead and unwind that, take the cash and do the pre-planning now. If she's not in good health, you may want to just wait and collect the $10,000 death benefit and use it for the same purpose. At the very least, you're going to want to do the planning ahead of time so you all don't have to make those decisions, you know, at an already difficult season when you're, you know, facing the loss of a loved one. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And she's in good health. Okay. Considering her age, she's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Well, having a grandmother lived to 104, I know what that's like. And so, you know, I think that can make a lot of sense, Trey, the direction you're headed, where you just go ahead and collapse the policy, take the cash value, get as much of those pieces in place as you can right now. And, you know, you don't have to continue to pay that premium any longer. So hopefully that's helpful for you. Thanks for being on the program today. All the best to you, sir. Let's go to North Carolina. Hi, Alex. Go ahead.
Good morning, Rev. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, sir.
Good. Rev, my question is this. A little bit of history. I became a resident 6 years ago, so my 401k is not as big as it should. I'm 53. So I'm trying to get some more for my retirement age. And my question is this. An investment account, if I open it, how much am I allowed to invest a year? And how does it work? Because I heard about 401ks, different from investment, but investment has to be IRA, either Roth or the other kind. So I don't know the difference, and if that helps for me to get some more for retirement.
Yes.
That's some of the questions. I mean, I have many more, but I will call you some other time.
Okay. Very good, Alex. Well, first of all, we're delighted you're here and that you're thinking about retirement. And I realize you're wanting to try to catch up as best you can. You know, this is really going to come down to, first, whether you have a company-sponsored retirement plan available for you. So a 401k, unless you're self-employed and have your own business where it's no more than you or you and a spouse as employee, where you can do what's called an individual 401k. Apart from that, your company is the one that has to create the 401k. You can't do it. Do you know if you have a 401k available to you at work?
Oh, yes, I do. And I'm just contributing the whatever they match.
Okay.
But like I said, it's been only 6 years accumulating. So that's why I'm thinking about an investment account. So
got it. And what is your age, sir?
53. Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. So you can put in up to $30,000 into your 401k, being that you're 50 years or older, and that's the 2024 limit. So you're able to put away quite a bit in that, and that's probably what I would do is try to bump that up. So you're right now putting in, at a minimum, the matching portion. That's good because that's free money, so you want to take full advantage of that. Beyond that, I think the next step is to say, okay, how much do I want to put away so that I can ultimately reach my retirement goal? And I think the next step is, in addition to just increasing to the extent you can and still cover your bills, the amount that's being, you know, put from your salary into the 401k up to maybe 10 to 15% of your pay, if you can afford to do that, you need to ultimately determine what is my retirement planning goal, because that's going to help you drive toward, okay, how long do I need to work and how much do I need to put away so that when I get to retirement and the Lord redirects me to whatever's next that may or may not involve pay, you've got something alongside Social Security, as long as you are going to have enough quarters paid into the system, at least 40 quarters or 10 years to get Social Security, have something alongside that to fund your expenses. And I think that's going to involve some retirement planning. You can do that with one of the free calculators online, but that doesn't replace the value of sitting with an advisor, Alex, who could work through your specific situation, look at your income and expenses, help you anticipate what your budget's going to look like in retirement, address any, you know, outstanding debt that you have now and you will have when you head into retirement, and then put together a plan that says, okay, if you reach this goal with your retirement savings, I think you're going to be able to continue to fund your expenses. And then you can back into, okay, what does that mean with a reasonable growth rate annually? What does that mean that I need to be putting away out of every check? And then at least you know, and even if you need to make some changes to kind of dial back your lifestyle spending, you'll know what your goal is in terms of a monthly contribution. And as long as that's under $30,000, you could do 100% of that in the 401k. If you go beyond that, you would just need to add to your 401k probably a Roth IRA, where you could put an additional $8,000, and if you're married between the two of you, put away $16,000 on top of the $30,000 in the 401k. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So if I understood right about the investment account for to open it, my limit will be $50,000 for my, according to my age.
$30,000 is the limit that you can put in the 401k. $30,000.
Okay. Yep. All right. And then from there, it will go year by year according to my income, right?
No. So the limit for the 401k contribution is set by the Internal Revenue Service. And so generally that limit of what you can put in goes up each year just by some factor that's tied to, you know, the cost of living. But for 2024, it's $23,000 if you're under 50, and it's $30,000 if you're 50 or older. And that's an annual contribution limit. Now, if you reach that limit of $30,000, which would allow you not to put in any more, then you could open a Roth IRA and do another $8,000 for you. And if you're married, another $8,000 for your wife. So you could put in a total of $46,000 between two Roths and your 401k.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Hey, if you want to find an advisor to do some retirement planning, just head to our website, faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com, and click Find a CKA. God bless you, sir. Let's go to Texas. Andrew, I've got just a minute left. You'll be our final caller. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I actually called twice, and I spoke a few different things, but just going to touch on just me and my family. Just, you know, I have four children and I have a beautiful wife. We've been together 19 years altogether. You know, we've both had a hard young life. We've tried to make it on our own. We've never had parents to actually sit there and show us this is what life's about and this is how you go about this. So we've learned as we had children along the way, we had to learn how to be parents, but I had to learn how to love and had to learn how to do everything on our own. But actually, God being the leader and the, you know, the one who's the almighty one who leads us completely after we found him in our life. And so we are still, to this day, we have ups and downs, and, you know, we're in a down spot. And we can't seem to get all the way on time. Anyways, anyone can pray for me and ready to continue to move forward and take care of my family and live for God. So if anybody
I love it. What a testimony, Andrew. Well, listen, folks, if you would voice a prayer for Andrew and his family and the path that they're on, that the Lord is leading them down, I'll certainly join you in that. Andrew, thanks for calling. May the Lord bless you. Big thanks to my team today. Unfortunately, I'm out of time. Adam Suddeth, Devin Patrick, and Jim Henry. Couldn't do it without them. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.